There's a boy who works at Starbucks who is very inspirational. He is very inspirational because of many things. I come in at 8:11 and he smiles and says, "How are you?" When he smiles and says, "How are you?" I could swear my heart grows wings. So today at 8:11, I decided I should meet him. I decided I should meet him in a proper, formal way. So today at 8:11, when he smiled and said, "How are you?" I said, "Fine, and my name's Annie." And he softly answered, "Hey." And I told him, "My name's Annie, and thank you for the extra phone."
Extra phone.
And he said his name was Taylor, which provides the inspiration for this poem.
Taylor, the latte boy, bring me Java. Bring me joy. Oh, Taylor, the latte boy.
I love him, I love him, I love
Taylor.
So I'd like to get my nerve up to recite my poem musical. He would like the fact it's musical because he plays guitar. So today at 8:11, Taylor told me he was playing with a band down in the village, in the basement of a bar. Then he smoothly flipped the lever to prepare my double latte. But for me, he made it triple, and he didn't think I knew. But I saw him flip the lever, and for me, he made it triple. And I knew that triple latte meant that Taylor loved me too. I said, "What time are you playing? And thank you for the extra skim." He said, "Keep the 3:55, because this triple latte was on him."
Taylor, the latte boy, bring me Java, bring me joy. Oh, Taylor, the latte boy.
I love him, I love him, I love
Taylor.
I used to be the kind of girl who'd run when a love rushed toward her. But finally a voice whispered, "Love can be yours if you step up to the counter and order."
Taylor, the latte boy, bring me Java, bring me joy. Oh, Taylor, the latte boy. Thought that love could be so caffeinated.